spring for. Set up the screen. That's Lindahl. Interception at the 25. Latu.
Hey, welcome in. We are here and we're doing a NFL mock draft, and now we're doing it with the mock draft, a database simulator that we talked about last draft. This is part two, and we're going to be running it. Mike, go ahead and let's start the draft on the database, and let's see who we get in part two of our mock draft. Go ahead and hit start, buddy.
All right, we're going to hit the start button here, and we're on. All right, so
we know who's on the board.
Yeah, so in this database, everyone, this gives us trade offers. But you know what? We're going to reject all trade offers for the first round, fourth pick, because who we're going to go for, Chris?
We're getting MHJ.
MHJ. Boom, yep. Right there, everyone. MHJ.
All Marvin right. Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State. Biletnikoff Award winner 2023. Heisman finalist in 2023, first team All Big Ten 2023, unanimous first team All American 2023, and Biletnikoff Award finalist in 2022. Marvin Harrison Jr. is an outstanding receiver who can align and dominate anywhere on offense. Marvin is the number one wide receiver prospect in the 2024 NFL Draft. Strengths: nuanced route runner, incredible body control, outstanding contested catch skills, and blocking prowess.
Now we have some picking to do. Now, are we going to trade here? Red Sea, what do you think? Second round 44, are we going to drop up 20? I don't think so. Raiders,
no,
go to sleep.
Bye, Raiders.
Bye, Raiders.
Let's draft.
Who are we drafting? Ooh.
Yeah, let's get the edge. Let's get him.
Boom. Look at A+. Look at that. Look at that, everyone.
Laiatu. Edge. Out of UCLA. Laiatu Latu's 2023 season was outstanding. He has an advanced set of hands to defeat blocks quickly on pass sets. Latu combines an outstanding motor with quick and effective punches to clear his blocker. Latu is a two-lane rusher that can attack the outside and inside rush paths. He has adequate dip and bend to corner offensive tackles and close onto the quarterback. His pass rush plan is calculated and intelligent, using leverage to create opportunities to counter good pass sets by opponents. As a run defender, Latu is effective against opposing tight ends. He uses the stack and shed method to create and maintain separation before working toward the ball carrier.
Now we're on the clock again. We're at 35. We're going to go wide receiver.
Possibly.
See who's on the board. We got, ooh.
Cornerback. Let's look at cornerback.
Ooh. I'd
pick up Rakestraw.
Rakestraw?
Yeah.
Let's draft him.
Ennis Rakestraw Jr., cornerback, out of Missouri. Fluid athlete who displays quick feet to transition and smooth hips to turn and run. Has the lateral movement to mirror receivers at the line of scrimmage, combined with the speed to run with most receivers. Scheme flexibility to play man and zone coverage. Does a good job of staying on top of routes in zone with the proper spacing when playing underneath. Willing tackler who isn't afraid to get involved in the run game. Generally looks to hit the thigh pads to cut down ball carriers at the legs. As a pass defender, Rakestraw uses his physicality and length to his advantage. He does a very good job of using his lateral movement skills to mirror and his long arms to control receivers in press. Rakestraw likes to get hands-on and disrupt routes as he works down the field. He has the fluidity to sink his hips and the foot quickness to transition out of breaks.
Ooh, look at that, everyone. Ennis Rakestraw at an A+. All right, here we go. right now. We got 66. This is fifth.
Nah.
Nah, reject it.
Nope.
No, we don't want
it.
No, we're good. Bye. All right.
Bye, Ravens.
Now we're going to go back up to here. We're going to hit all. Now, here's some pretty good Junior Colson linebacker.
Pick the best guy off the board right now?
Yeah, why not?
Trey Benson's there too, though. Your running back. Your running back's
there. Is other. He's only, what, seven down? He'll go. Should we go running back? We need a running back in the room.
Okay,
go ahead. Should we go him?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, maybe we pick up wide receiver after this round. Let's see.
All right.
Go ahead and run Trey.
Hit him? Trey. Yeah. Hey, okay.
Trey Benson, running back, out of Florida State. Great long speed. Can find that fifth gear to separate with each step. Very good burst and acceleration, especially downhill. Great strength and balance. Violent runner who uses his frame effectively. Vision improved over his two seasons as a starter. Above average pass catcher. Natural hands. Trey Benson is a violent runner with all the explosive potential you want out of a running back and can be starter. Benson has a sturdy frame and isn't afraid to weaponize it. He is an aggressive, relentless runner who easily shakes off arm tackles and doesn't often go down on first contact. He's the type of runner who always falls forward and tends to require more than one tackler to shut him down. Benson is a good athlete too. He isn't just a bruiser. Benson explodes downhill when he sees a lane, and he has enough lateral burst to him to make defenders miss occasionally.
See who's available.
Ooh.
Okay.
There's a lot.
There's still some.
I mean, look at Johnny Wilson's all the way down. I mean, we still can probably pick up another.
I mean, even
let's see who's on the board all the way.
Devontae Walker's pretty good.
I mean, Junior Colson's still there.
You want to pick up a linebacker? Go ahead.
Why not?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Junior Colson, linebacker, out of Michigan State. Good movement skills overall, which helps him in coverage, as he's able to stay in phase against running backs and tight ends. Has the speed to carry vertical routes or be effective in Tampa too. Quick to read play action and can get to his depth/landmark by either backpedaling or roboting. Impressive instincts and ability to read the quarterback's eyes to help tighten throwing windows when playing zone coverage. When coming downhill against the run, has the speed and pop to create stalemates in the hole against ESO blocks from fullbacks. Junior Colson is an impressive coverage linebacker. In man coverage, he uses his hands well and has the speed to carry tight ends and running backs on vertical routes, along with the change of direction skills to stay in phase on short to intermediate routes.
A plus our picks, Marvin Harrison. Ooh, I'm really happy with that pick and this pick and this guy and this guy. This is all good right here.
It's a nice little stack. I'm excited for the draft, but this is part two of the draft. These are the guys who we got. This is our part two draft. Hope you guys like it. And this is kind of what we did last time too. It was just behind the scenes. We didn't put this in the last video, but it's here now.
We didn't really show you this, but this is kind of the process that we went through, our thinking. Now, when we did this, Chris, though, this was before our free agency, so we kind of went a little heavier in this area, down with what we kind of needed. But since we kind of had some, the holes filled, we were able to pick up some pretty good, I'm pretty happy with these.
Yeah, I mean, we stayed away from defensive linebackers. That's because we made some signings in free agency. We also made some offensive line signings. Now, we only did half of our picks. I would probably start after these picks. Just, honorable mentions. I would start trying to pick up offensive line right now and see who's available for us.
I'd do O-line. I'd start O-line, maybe get some safeties in there.
inside O-line, maybe some guards. We need some guards, that sort of thing. So
yeah, I just did the main ones because this is when the draft comes in and everyone's watching TV. I just wanted everyone to say, hey, remember these names that are coming up here, because these are the big possibility that, I mean, we even talked about it. Enos Rakestraw, I mean, that's a big possibility we'll get. Of course, MHJ, we're leaning toward that unless Chicago or the other teams pick them up, which I highly doubt.
They're all going quarterback.
They're all going quarterback, yeah.
I think right now it's all about us trading down would be the concern. If we were to trade down with the team and then that, you know, MHJ say goodbye.